Alrighty, we're getting started. Welcome to Primetime with Prime. First of all, a couple of shout-outs. So shout-out to everyone who's been editing the wiki. It's been great to see. Particular note there is, let me just get that name correctly, 989 Onan. They've been doing basically a lot of like grunt work, basically getting like stubs set up and stuff like that. The wiki lock is just full of them. Shout-out to Epsilian, who's been working on making our COM component and Protoflux nodes look cool. And then everyone else is editing it. There's far too many to go through directly. Oh, and Shrike and OZ for accidentally becoming wiki moderators. It was entirely accidental, but there we go. thank you. Let me at tag the office hours group so that we know that we're getting started, and then I'll go on questions. Right, let's do questions. Boobly doobly doo. Trisme says, what's something you're looking forward to most now the wiki has been released? Literally not working on the wiki. Like, the wiki was a big thing that needed to happen, and now it's happened. I can choose to work on it each day, right? So maybe today I don't want to work on the wiki, and maybe tomorrow I want to go ham and edit the wiki. So it's good that now I have the option, right? I actually paused a lot of work I was doing on other matters to just get the wiki out of the way, because you guys were lynch mobbing me about it. So do keep that in mind when you set up subsequent lynches, right? We're doing our best. We just got a lot to do. So yeah, it's up and running. Thanks to everyone that's helping out. Moving forwards to Lex's question, who says, do you have any involvement in this year's MMC? Yes, you can expect the usual involvement from me. I'm already helping out on a variety of things. And I'm trying to get the voting system ready and done before voting opens this year. I always make it, but it'd be good if I like had it, you know, signed, sealed, delivered, you know, a lot before. Because that way we'd be able to chill out about that. There is a change in that we've removed one category and added another category, so I do need to go edit the wiki, the categories to make that work. As he says, how are you liking the sheer amount of edits in the wiki? Yeah, making that wiki log channel is like the best decision I think that's been made forever. I think the like wiki issue itself has whoever recommended that. So let me just go there. Tis Foolish, yep, they asked for the Discord wiki extension, and, you know, it's turned it into a sort of, like, weird game, almost. So there we go. As he says, is the internal team wiki using the same base as our public wiki? No, the internal team wiki is just a GitHub wiki. We use GitHub for, like, way too much, and we need to, like, evaluate tools and see if we want to move off to other tools, etc. But sometimes, like, discussing tools or changing tools just gets in the way of things, right? It's like, does the wiki that we're using right now help? Absolutely, as in the internal one. Will it scale? Absolutely not. But, like, it's fine for now. We can focus on other items. Well, you see, OZ asked that they wanted to see if a possible moderation-only wiki could be the same. I actually kind of want to, like, I'm trying to sort of figure out when to approach moderation and start talking about this. Like, I've mentioned it a few times before, but, like, there's no reason that moderation's, like, policies, guidelines, handbook, etc. can't be public. In being public, it's the same as the laws of the countries that you guys live in being public, right? If the handbook, which was like, here's how a moderator is going to handle a report that comes in, was public, it would give transparency to that process. Of course, never any details or who did what, etc., but just like, here's what happens when a ticket comes in, here's the guidelines and the policies that the moderation have been looking into, etc. I don't see any problem with it. It's great. I can't remember which project does it. I think it's like one of the Mozilla projects does it, where they're like, the whole governance is sort of like open source and you can take a look at it, file issues on it, make PRs to it, all sorts of stuff like that. So yeah, I don't think, like, you know, we'd obviously keep all data about actual tickets to the ticket system in private, but I don't think anything about how moderation operates should be private. Epic Easton says, Prime, this is really a question, more of an observation, but I notice how people on social media and Steam reviews mention how there isn't any content, or not much of it, and I don't really know why. How much more content do we have until there is enough? I think one of the problems there is, like, discoverability. What I want to do is go through the side menu of the world browser sometime, and just make sure that everything's tagged appropriately. So if you put, like, game or games into your item, it'll appear in the games list, for example, and I don't think enough worlds that are games have that. One of the other issues that we have as well, when you think about it, and this will happen this year because it happens all years, is every year someone's like, I'll make a murder game, right? And then we've got like, I don't know, we've got like five or six like partially working murder games that exist, you know. Which one works? Don't know. Which one works? No idea. I saw someone, I don't know what it was, but I saw someone was making a world, and I'm like, it's like the fourth time we've made that world. I predict at some point within the next sort of couple of years, someone's going to go, let's make another Among Us map. And it's just like, yeah, we've got like four of those. Maybe just use that one or edit it or, you know, speak to the original authors and get it sorted. So I think it's a discoverability problem, but I also think it's a user problem. So if you go on like VRChat, for example, you can find, I don't want to like say a hard number, but probably like up to 50 people playing murder right now on VRChat. At all times of the day, there's probably at least a couple of instances open that are full enough to have a good game. That doesn't happen here. We build games and then we don't play them. Like, you know, we don't play them. We don't use the content that we make. We had a great MMC last year, for example. I haven't seen any of the MMC worlds open or being used. For example, the winner of the World Social, that world isn't used socially. The winner of World Game, no one's playing that game. Like, it's just like, maybe we can focus on figuring out why the existing content isn't being used, and stuff like that. Additionally, for those who are operating on a headless, make sure you're, you know, checking what headless sessions you're using and worlds that you're using. If you want to showcase some worlds that already exist, swap your headless sessions over to that one. Keep them rolling. Keep them schmoving. If you're interested, the mini explorations into alternate version control than GitHub. Let's split that into two. So we would never not use Git. Git is the best version control management these days. There are others that exist, and I know for certain other applications, others are more preferable. For example, if you're doing an Unreal product, you'd use Unreal's thing. I forget what it's called. Perforce or Mercurial seems to come to mind. I don't know if any of those are correct, but I don't know anything about it. I just know that Unreal products usually use that because it works better for Unreal things. I don't really know Unreal that well, though. But GitHub, maybe. So we talk a lot about costs, and we can totally host like GitT or GitLab. I like GitT, but I don't really know why. I haven't looked into them enough. Ourselves on our own servers. And that would make it cheaper, but it would also disconnect us from the community, right? So we're going to be open sourcing more of our stuff as we go. And once it's open source, it's free to be hosted. And so that would put it back on GitHub. So far, the sort of direction that we've had from around is like, we're using GitHub until we have time to figure it out. And one of the first things, which of course I do think about, but like it was good to be brought up. One of the first things that Bob, the finance person on our team, brought to one of our meetings was, make sure that you keep an eye on how much time you're spending on stuff and how much value that gives to both the community and the business. And rehashing tooling in terms of GitHub, et cetera, stuff like that, probably isn't the best use of stuff there. There are issues that we have there, but most of those issues are just sort of education, how to use it from those team members that don't know GitHub well, or us forgetting that we've logged 200 internal issues that we need to go through. Let's take a look at the next question. Lou says, now that we're complete enough to be public, do you think of enough? Sorry, I went into Simlish there for a second. Do you have another large section of Resonite you are planning to undertake? Yeah, I want to clear my assigned list on both internal and public now. That's what I want to do. It's getting big, and I just want to clear it down. So there's a bunch of internal issues where I'm like, these are easy. A bunch of external issues where it's like, these are easy, I just need to do them. And now that we've got the first part of CI/CD, it's a little bit easier to do them. Having said that, though, I did have an issue building some stuff yesterday for a change I was making because CI/CD wasn't complete. For example, Protoflux, its whole system, isn't CI/CD'd yet, and I had an issue where my local copy of Protoflux was out of sync with the main branch, and so it wasn't compiling correctly. CI/CD of Protoflux would fix that. Once CI/CD of Protoflux is done, we can then split up the FrixEngine project, which contains way too many CSproj files, if you know what that means. But yeah, so my internal assignments and my external assigned issues, I just want to go through, see as many of those I can clear up as possible. I also have a huge backlog of security issues. Now, I know that might seem alarming. You might go like, oh, Resonite has a lot of security issues. But 99% of those security issues are, if I do X, the world crashes. So don't worry about that. It's just like, doctor, it hurts when I do this. And right now, those people just aren't doing that. but we'll fix it so they don't crash. But they are logged as security issues because they're easier to do crashes. Do check out our security policy for more information about that. Moving forwards to Lex's question, following off your answer to that, Prime, what is your opinion on how well the Yellow Dog Man team does administration? I call it like administration operations. Operations is like technically the big term for it. We're terrible at it. We're much better now, but we're still terrible at it. We forget things. We have meetings that run over. We have meetings where we forget topics. We have circular conversations all the time. But it's a learning process and it's a growing process because like each additional member we add to the team comes in and they go like, this is a bit weird. We should fix that. I'm like, yeah, we should. But we're getting there. Particularly now the holidays are over, we should be able to get into like a steady state. Unfortunately, the Lurgy, some sort of sickness has captured quite a few of us now. That kind of happens when people travel. So maybe once that clears out, we'll start getting there. It's kind of better in that sort of area to like ask about problems. Like I know problems, I could talk about them for hours, but like I you know, there's problems we're resolving, there's problems that we don't need to resolve, and there are problems that we are aware of but just kind of ignore either accidentally or intentionally due to, you know, how we spend our time. Easton says that we're not talking about games specifically, just about content. It'd be interesting basically just sort of expand on what that content that they're looking for. When it comes to myself and I think about it, if I like remove you know, random adjunct here, this is going to take a few minutes. You guys know like the Pensieve in the Harry Potter series, right? Wizards, basically their brains were too full of too much information. So they would dump parts of their memory into like a bowl of water. It doesn't sound ideal. It doesn't sound stable or anything like that. You know, it's like, the stability of data storage, like, we're quite good. Like, solid-state drives, quite good. You still need to back up just in case they fry, etc. But they're quite good at holding data. A bowl of water compared to a solid-state hard drive, solid-state drive, bowl of water is just going to evaporate, right? But I would love to remove Resonite from my head occasionally, put it in the bowl of water and be like, all right, I'm dumb. What do I want? And if I put my head into that space, when I say content, it's probably tutorials and avatars is my guess. So not a lot of people want to come in and immediately import an avatar. They just want it to work, right? So maybe it's that, I don't know. Tutorials, most certainly. People need to know how to use it. Wiki should help with that. But we just need to like sit them down. Every time I see like that, where it's not detailed enough or elaborated enough, I want to like pin them to the floor and be like, what do you mean? Cobalt Scythe says, new to the space, what is MMC? MMC is a competition, Metaverse Maker Competition. It's a competition that runs every year in February and allows you to enter and create stuff. You can take a look at more details. Epic Easton has linked to an explanation post. Epic Easton talks about the IK system being redone would make it easier to open source Resonite. I am tired of this rumor. I am tired of this, right? We can open source Resonite tomorrow. IK related or not, we can open source Resonite tomorrow. Unity related or not, doesn't matter. Unity or Final IK are not preventing us from doing that. We are preventing us from doing that. People get really confused by that one. They're like, you can't do open source Unreal projects. And I'm like, tell that to the like game tutorial land, right? They're doing it all the time. You can't do open source Unity projects. Tell that to the game tutorial land. They're doing it all the time. Like, you can't open source a project that uses Final IK. Trust me. There's a way to do it. Durian says, do I need to resubmit security issues that are still... Yeah. Resubmit any security issues. Revy says, any plans on advertising Resonite? Ads, probably not. Marketing, yes. I was actually speaking to... Well, not speaking to... But asynchronously speaking to by typing in a Discord channel, Chroma, about some of the plans that we've got going on there. Advertising, no. We wouldn't... we don't really have the budget to do so right now, but we wouldn't do, like... Hey, let's throw like $100 or whatever it is. It's probably $1,000 or closer to $10,000 at Facebook and be like, yeah, all the people playing Candy Crush Saga, when they go back to their Facebook feed, it's like, come play Resonite, full body tracking, yeah. It's just, it won't reach the market that we need. If you have specific angles or areas that you'd like to see marketing or advertising go, let us know. But we're not going to throw money at Twitter or Facebook to get ads anyway. Yeah, so Final IK is... a paid asset. We can't publish its source, but we can publish how we use it, right? So it's got fully open source documentation, and so just publishing something that uses it is perfectly fine. Like, so like I might actually put that on the Myths page. It's ridiculous. It's like we can open source it tomorrow. Like, I could do it right now. Like, Frooks would, like, freak out and yell at me, etc. But, like, I could push the buttons right now. I'm never going to. I would never break the trust of the team to do that. But, like, it is technically possible for me to do it right now. So if you see anyone else saying that, you can just be like, no, you're wrong. Moving forwards to additional questions. I see a tick on Revy, so I think I'm up to Revy. Easton says, do you have a myth page on the wiki? I do. I actually think I uploaded it. For Resonite. Or at least someone did. Yep. It's all up to date. Hold on. So like Hulu. I don't know if you guys use Hulu. But it will randomly start playing your show again. And like I started watching an episode like yesterday, had my computer like on all night, and I came back and like Hulu just randomly went, oh, you're watching the TV show now, and it was just like noises happen. I don't even know what's going on. I just paused it, we're good. You also see that we have an FAQ page on that wiki, and that has no for cryptocurrency, where we've artificially increased the font size, so it's really obvious. So that's Epic Easton's question answered. Onto Euphoria's. Was Resonite going to be called something different before Resonite? Additionally, what did early logos look like? That's probably more a question for Chroma, who's got them. I could dig them up. It would take a long time. We did have like a huge spreadsheet of names. They were all sort of a similar theme. The big name that we used to have was, yeah, that one. There we go. Apparently Chroma already did it. So there we go. There's all the logos and all the names and stuff. So we had like that sort of sphere logo. That one actually reminded me of like diced meat. So I'm glad we didn't go for it. And then Frooks pushed us towards the electron orbitals. So we did a bunch of those. But there we go. Yeah. Enric said, this is a big question. I appreciate your questions, Enric, and I appreciate your work. I used to try and bring people here to this platform, but I've stopped now because I'm tired of dealing with the existing user base that seem to substitute reality with severely rose-tinted glasses. I agree. Heavily representing how everything is, not only that, a constant fire hose of misinformation about other platforms, which if they spew to people who actually use those platforms realize it's not true and just make the existing user base here seem sour and petty. How do you think that can be dealt with? Any examples of that happening anywhere is something that we want to stamp out. Double check our guidelines. I don't think our like platform guidelines have anything against defamation of other platforms. Our Discord guidelines most certainly do. I'm aware of the rose-tinted like introspection issue, which is where like people that have been playing Resonite for a long time go, yeah, it's easy to import an avatar. You just got to like find the SVX file, then grab an inspector and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, that's still complicated, guys. But I've not really got a handle on the extroversion or whatever the word means, like, you know, other platforms. Like, they shouldn't be bashing other platforms. They saying, for example, things like, it is difficult for me to make an avatar on VRChat, that's fine. But saying VRChat makes it difficult to make avatars on purpose, that isn't fine. They have a second paragraph I didn't read, sorry. While being optimistic is one thing, I feel what feels like a substitute reality of what exists in my head instead seems highly detrimental in the long run. I agree. You'll hear me talk about this a lot, and other team members do feel the same frustrations, but I don't think they talk about it enough as well. It's like, I hate lots of parts of Resonite. I don't want anyone to be offended by that. I don't want the team to be offended by that. It's just those parts aren't finished. They aren't redesigned. They frustrate me. They're annoying. They need better work. We just need to keep working on it and make it better. And that's that question done. So on to Revy's. Are we still calling Resonite a metaverse? Yeah, sure. You can call it whatever you want. We'll have our own like marketing or branding or technicalities, etc. that we use. Provided you're using the guidelines, you can call Resonite whatever you'd like. I disagree that the term metaverse is sullied. I want us to like reclaim language a lot of times, particularly when it comes from corporations. I'm gonna get like anti-capitalist hound for a second here. Like, corporations have been trying to like trademark and steal words forever. Some of them even like stolen colors from us. It's just ridiculous. Like, if we start being scared of words, we have a problem. Here's an interesting question for you to consider. Are swear words because other people are offended by them or because they're inherently bad? If no one was offended by swear words, would they exist? If your parents didn't tell you to be offended by swear words and that you shouldn't say them, would they be offensive to you? I don't know. I don't understand the concept of a swear word, for example. I don't use them in, you know, professional settings because I know I shouldn't, but, like, I don't know why I shouldn't. It's just like, okay, cool. Now, that does not extend to insultive slurs that you're all probably thinking of now I said the word slur. What I mean is, you know, the ones that, like, your mother will be like, don't say that, young prime. That's not good for saying. Moving forwards, Rampa's talking about how people move the goalposts. Basically, yeah, when we say, hey, those paid components aren't preventing us from open sourcing it, people then go, well, open source it now. I'll tell you why we can't open source it right now. We're not ready to open source it now. If you want to say, why aren't you ready to open source it now? We'll have a great conversation. But if someone just says, like, well, open source it now, what's stopping you? Fine, we can have a conversation about that. But if they just say open source it now, then, like, ask questions. Like, why can't we open source it now? We're not ready. Why aren't we ready? I'll go into that if someone asks. 989, please take a break. I'll answer your questions, but please, please, please take a break. If you're drinking, like, drink water, go outside, see the sun, touch grass, please. You're doing great work, but make sure you're resting too. English, please. Okay. 980 says, when it comes to types page on the wiki, is the plans to make scripts destroy extra references to the category types? Yeah, anything sort of automatic or like scriptable, I plan to sort out. For example, I want to move all of the protoflux nodes to their own namespace. It'll make it better, trust me. I don't like having bracket protoflux bracket, but I don't want to make that change right now because I don't want to like stifle the editing, right? I will do that once the editing dies down a little bit because I don't want to interrupt you guys. Like, there's lots of stuff I want to do on the wiki, but I now have to wait for you guys to like slow down in an area before I can, because I don't want to cause disruption. For example, I've got a couple of extensions, that I need to install on the wiki. But if I install them wrong, the wiki will go down and you'll scream. So it's like, cool, you want this feature, but you're going to scream when I install it. So I got to like be careful about that sort of thing. Question two from them, is there a plan to yeet references to deleted types? Yeah, if something's not valid, we can delete it and I can mass delete them. There's a point on the wiki where I did a mass deletion, and you should have seen it in a wiki log because it was automated. It was just like, prime deleted this, and then this, and then this, and then this, and then this, and it was all automated. It was great. 9809, and then says, purging all templates. Yeah, anything old we can get rid of. I know that like the delete right isn't granted to people. I have considered, now I understand how wiki permissions doing, like making a slightly elevated one. Of course, we've got the moderator right, which I accidentally gave to Shrykenozi. Apologies once again, they were happy with it. I was like, I could take it off from you guys. I just didn't realize I'd accidentally give it to you. But I might want like a like trusted rank or something, and then a trusted rank might be able to delete pages. So I would give that to 989, for example, but I wouldn't give it to someone who's only made like a couple of edits. Easton says, an excellent example of what you're talking about is Frisbee. Yeah, there's a ton of words like that. Frisbee I'm like okay with, I think, because like it was the brand and then the term. Rampa says, last time I ever remember anyone being called out for platform bashing, I remember I just said that I don't trust easy anti-cheat. It started a giant dumb argument. Is that platform bashing? Because it's yeah, don't like saying that you don't support easy anti-cheat is fine. I had someone yesterday that was talking to me about League of Legends now does like a kernel level anti-cheat if you want to play League of Legends, and I'm just like, well, cool, guess I'm never playing League of Legends again. I love playing video games, but I won't allow a video game to access like kernel level stuff on my computer. That doesn't make sense. Frick says some interesting information about the swear word conversation. They say, I don't think swear words are swear words because people are offended by them. They can be an expression of anger, frustration, contempt, and so on. You can see someone swear and not be offended. Like, that person is angry and heavily dislikes that. Yeah, there's a film that stars Robin Williams. Robin Williams is an amazing actor. I keep meaning to, like, just do, like, all of his films. I just want to watch all of the films he's in. I miss his films, basically. When I was growing up, like, another random tangent here. When I was growing up, like, random actors would die, and my parents would be like, oh, that's sad. I used to like so-and-so's work, and I'd have no idea who they were referring to. The first example of that in my lifetime was Robin Williams. When he passed, I was like, damn. But there's a film that he is in called Dead Poets Society or something like that. Very artsy film, where I think I'm going to get the quote wrong. But he says, when people are very sad, don't say very sad, say morose. Right? Morose means very sad. The English language has thousands of words that no one ever uses because we all like gradually start speaking like a very simpler version of English. I won't give it a name. It does have a name, but like it's, you know, there are words everywhere that like are fantastic at describing exactly how you feel about a particular environment. But when no one knows those, it's natural that the stand-ins become the extreme words. And I do agree that the swear words are used for extreme cases. You know, if I stub my toe, I know exactly what I'm going to say because I've stubbed my toe. Appenclit. Am I the only one waiting for controller issues to be fixed? Just continue using it. But just because this is, you know, I've got the floor right now. I really dislike the phrase, am I the only one, when it comes to video games development and anything like that. Even when the servers are down, it's like, am I the only one? And Resonite's down right now. It's like, maybe, but probably not. It's just a phrase I don't like. Let me take a look at your issue just for a second. Yeah, we need logs for that one, and we haven't received logs for that one, so that's what's going on there. My mouse just died. It's a wireless mouse, so give me a second whilst I pummel my desk trying to find a charging. There you go. Yeah, we need logs for that one. You can see that Fruks asked for logs. If we don't have logs there, we don't really know what's going on. Looking at the list that this user Lewis has tested, we have not many of those. Like, we've got some of those that the team have, but specifically, like, development team people don't have many of those. If you look at an issue and you see, like, Fruks asking for logs, we need logs. I did notice that Fruks asked 2 minutes ago, so it looks like they're way ahead of me on the questions list. That makes sense. I thought it said 2 months ago for a second there. But yeah, we need logs. Ultra Wide Gamer says, what's the current state of switching to other options that are not Patreon? It seems that more people are having issues of lately with getting storage. There are, like, three common issues with getting storage. One is, for some reason, I keep meaning to look into, but I didn't have time to because of the wiki. See how the onward effect of asking for more things creates turmoil in my plans as well as the team's plans. I wanted to look into this last month, wasn't able to. For some reason, Patreon resets our API key periodically. And when that happens, Patreon storage allocations go down. And sometimes we don't notice it. But we've got a handle on sort of when it happens, so we keep an eye on it. That is, you know, the first common issue. The second common one is just emails. If you have any problem with, like, emails or not linking up, open up a support ticket. We will sort you out quickly. And when you open up a support ticket, you need to work with us. Like, if you're not satisfied with the response that you get from a support ticket, you need to tell us. If we ask you a question in a support ticket, you need to do your best to answer it or ask another question if you're not sure what we're asking. Work with us until your issue is resolved. Don't just open a ticket and then grumble off into the corner. Work with us. And then the third issue there was, I forget, but, like, just make a ticket. Revy says, any plans on improving the Protoflux browser? Yes, we have plans on basically every piece of UI still needs work. Even the parts of the UI that we've already worked on still need improvement. So Protoflux node browser, yes. Inspector, yes. Component selector, yes. Inventory, yes. Contact screen, yes. Settings screen, yes. Like, the world browser, which had a rework relatively recently compared to everything else, still needs work in some places. There's still some confusion points. There's still some features we want to add to the world browser, etc. So when it comes to UI, generically the thing is yes. Added to that, though, if you have any specific feedback about those, particularly if it's like a smaller item, make sure you open up a GitHub issue so we can take a look into that. For example, you might be experiencing something with the Protoflux browser that no one else is. And so it'd be best for you guys to log that as an issue. Alphanian says based prime, and I have no idea what I'm based about, but glad to hear it. Dio says stand-up comedy is also very good. Apparently I'm good at stand-up comedy. I don't know. Svekin says, are there any roadblocks for adding component flux search to the base inspectors? Mods, sure. Yeah, that one we need to wait till those are reworked. But we could totally add, in the same way that mods do, we could add the searching, but we want to do it in a way that is I don't want to use the word better because it makes the mod sound bad, but like more idiomatic, I guess, would be the right approach to say. There are no roadblocks. There are no roadblocks for basically anything. It's just we need time, right? For example, Fruks has been trying to work on the settings for months and just keeps ending up on other things. Now they're on 3D textures, and it's just like... It's like, you know, when you go on, like, a journey in, like, a video game, you're like, we've got to get to the castle to save the princess. Doing a couple of detours via the swamps of 3D textures and the mountain of asset variance system again... Appen says, how do I provide logs? OZ's provided a link for that one. I might take a look at updating that, make it a little bit clearer. I don't know. I just want to give, like, all articles, I want to give it, like, a want server. Hooray, Fruks agreed with something I said. Like, Fruks is, like, up to date and responding in turn, and then I scroll down and I see exactly what I said, just worded slightly differently. Fantastic. No roadblocks, but we're looking to add these kind of features in a more sustainable way. That's what I meant by idiomatic. Alphanion says, if users were to create concept art for Resonaut UI for development consideration, where might we share something like this? This is the sort of awkwardness. You're free to do this. I'm going to start this with, you're free to do this. Feel free to do it. Feel free to share it. Feel free to give it to us. But do not expect us to use it. One of the problems that we have with UI is that people assume that the blocker for the UI is that we don't know how to do UI design. We know how to do UI design. We are just stretched incredibly thinly. There is so much going on, so much work that needs to happen. Some areas look like they're being ignored, but if you sat down with myself or Fruks or any member of the team and you said, what are your ideas? What are your features? What are the, you know, what are the goals of this area? Fruks could probably talk for 3 hours. I could probably talk for an hour, and other team members probably the same as well. Like, we have plans for everything. We just, like, the gap is not that we don't know how to do UI design. The gap is we need time. Or we need a Fruks cloning machine. So it's important to keep that in mind. So feel free to do that. If you want to do something like that, feel free to post it in some GitHubs, etc. But just remember that we're not obligated to use it, and it's not the blocker. Svekin says, oh, with Flux, will we get dummy nodes again? Example, like the addition node that auto changes when it's plugged in. Just you can pick any and plug it in, and it will auto overload. Dummy was confusing. So I think we got rid of that one for now. Just plug in, like, if you have, like, an int add and you want a float add, just plug in a float. It will sort itself out. Do you mint Robin Williams? I haven't seen any Robin Williams stand-up. I should look into that. I can get, like, quite ranty sometimes with, like, random stories that people do say are funny, but there we go. Ask me about the humidification chamber sometime. Ikoribos says, how are the plans for the Fruks cloning machine coming along? Not good. Although, speaking of cloning, I'm going to link... I don't do this a lot, but I'm going to do it this one time. There is a two-player puzzle platformer adventure kind of thing, and it's really cute. So I recommend taking a look at it. Jinx says, I'm trying to add a glitch effect to some text. Any tips or ideas? I'd need to see an animation or a video of what you're looking at. Fruks' response to the Resonaut UI designs, etc. You can do this, but it's probably not going to help us too much at this stage. A lot of the stuff, the Blocks UI work, is more technological. We have custom UI framework that's made from scratch, so a lot of the UI pieces we just need to design and write code to be actually be able to do that UI compared to other projects that use existing UI frameworks. Other part that blocks a lot of things is the underlying architecture and features what the UI is for. Say, for example, the search bar in the inventory. Adding a piece of UI by itself is simple, but if the backend doesn't support searching, that will not do anything. A lot of the work will go towards enabling search on the back end, making it fast and responsive, but also cheap. We don't want to balloon our infrastructure costs. Yes, search is very expensive unless you do it correctly. Also remember that the design paradigms that we're going for, using facets and even the entity interface system, means that once new parts of the system support facets, also support entity interfaces, you'll be able to make your own. No one has done this to a large extent that I've seen, apart from Easton. But for example, you can change the world loading animation. You can change the video browser. You can change the sound. You can change the way this text is rendered. I've seen tweaks to the video player and tweaks to some of those, but I haven't seen anyone do like a completely new look and feel. I want to do a tutorial on that one at some point to just sort of show you how to do that as well, because not many people realize that that can happen. What I saw Easton do was replace the Resonaut logo in the world loading indicator with their head. You can absolutely do that. But that, again, was just an edit. You could make from scratch, completely by yourself, a new world loading indicator. You know, for example, maybe you don't like the fact that we use a dark mode UI now. You could make a light mode UI version. You could do like a Windows 95 world loading indicator. Or you could do like a Windows 95 hot dog stand mode. Remember, because Windows, earlier versions of Windows had like color schemes. One of them was called hot dog stand, and it made everything red and yellow. There's a couple of 9-slice images that make like a Windows effect really easy. They make like the old sort of Windows button look good. That is also like Fruks never wants to do duplicate work. So some of the settings work is going to be used for the inspectors. And I can already see that happening. That's also why in the devlog, you'll see that Fruks is experimenting with that rework and an inspector, right? Because it's got a lot more sort of data richness to it right now, at least. you guys have further questions, please do let me know, but we are at time, and my dog has just woken up and probably wants to go out. So there we go. Game the Cup Dog says, I'm not sure where else to ask. Blah, 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 blah. English, please. I'm not sure where else I could ask about this. Are the new UI parts going to have functionality for creators? It depends what you mean by that. I just finished talking about how, yes, we're going to make it so that you guys can edit it. Facets, entity interfaces, you can expect a lot more of those. But you can you know, elaborate if you've got any particular items that you're caring about. Hi, dog. Yep, dog's licking my face now.
Hello. Hi. What's up? What's up? What's up? Hi. Hello.
That's tea. You can't drink that tea. Actually, you probably can. I don't know. Let me see. Okay, basically, dogs can drink tea, but not if it's sweetened, and avoid caffeinated tea for dogs. Dogs begin to experience the symptoms of caffeine toxicity when they consume 9 milligrams of caffeine per pound they weigh. Well, this dog weighs 10 pounds, so they would need 90 milligrams, and they would start being toxic to caffeine. I'll read some stuff that Fruit has said. I like adding it to the recording because it's knowledge that doesn't get preserved elsewhere. Lots of the old UI has its own implementation for a lot of stuff. Yeah, good example being in the context, right? So contacts is entirely bespoke for just contacts. And inventory is entirely bespoke just for inventory. Well, actually, some of the inventory logic is shared in the file browser, but still, like, it's bespoke. Whereas what we really want is a generic system that can render a grid of items. And it could be a grid of inventory items, a grid of files on your hard drive, or a grid of contacts, or maybe a grid of badges later. They also say the overall approach for taking the UI and things in the code side provides most of the framework and data structure than the actual pieces we can design as much as we want in-game. I'm paraphrasing because it's difficult to read, sorry. Not anything you're doing for it, because it's just I'm bad at reading. That way our content team can handle a good chunk of the work, and you can take them apart and modify and make your own versions too. It makes it both easier on us to parallelize work, makes it simpler, makes it available for the community to play with too. Svekin says, so extra audio files, I understand it's time needs to be invested finding a library, issue 216. But with Opus, is there a reason the existing Opus library cannot be used to play Opus audio clips? It is, isn't it? Confusion. Please elaborate. I'll read 216 after this. Frix talks about how the old UIs are hard-coded monoliths, which are hard to work with, hard to customize, and hard to edit. Even just adjusting something like an offset of a button or spacing requires whole ResNote to be recompiled, which is very painful. Sometimes we kind of gave up when it's good enough after spending a few hours tweaking. Here's a perfect example of that. So the folders in ResNote were changed to have a shorter height and a bigger width. You'll have seen that. But what that did was that broke the little blue triangle that appears when it's a public folder, because that used to be on the top left, and that now is more likely to intersect with text in the top left. So Prime moved it to the top right, but that took 5 or 6 recompilations of the entirety of the game to do. Cobalt says, sure, this is a no, but the VC is saved in case people miss the answers. Yeah, on my to-do list for today is get the office hours website up to date with all office hours. I'm tired of it being out of sync. That was mostly caused by the wiki. Again, remember, when you ask for stuff, it makes other stuff go slower. So that's on my to-do list for today, is get all the office hours up on the office hours site, so you'll be able to see them. Historical ones are already there, but we're missing some basically from December and January, so I'll get that sorted. Svekin says, when you import an Opus file, it doesn't normally import as an audio clip. And Fruk says, audio clips use Opus streams in some container format, e.g. OGG. The Opus library decodes the raw Opus bitstream, but it cannot extract the data from OGG. It cannot handle stuff like seeking and getting metadata about the clip length and so on. This would all need to be re-implemented. I love it, like, you ask, like, any question to Fruks, and he's like, yeah, we need to rewrite that. It's perfectly understandable, Fruks, and I'm here to help. But it's sometimes I'm just like, ah! Oh, yeah. Oh, ISO. Implemented, not re-implemented. But yeah. Speaking of, see if I can find it quickly. If I can't, I'll give up. I can't talk about it till I find it, because I don't know if I can find it. Yeah, speaking of, like, importing and stuff like this, Fruks was talking to a few of us about this particular issue here, 1164. It's exciting. 1164 is very exciting. So take a look at that one. And yeah, there's the link, officehours.probablyprime.co.uk. I might move that to, like, officehours.resonite.com at some point, but then it would need to be more professional than mine, which is, like, Comic Sans. With that, we are at time. However, Jinx and Zegra, you were typing, so please feel free to ask questions if you have. Jinx, your text question, I don't have the ability to answer that in the office hours here. I'd have to think about it and take a look. I encourage you to post any questions and help, and someone will take a look for you. Zegra, if you had a question, please go ahead and enter it now. You are the last person that is allowed to submit a question to this office hours. No pressure. And by no pressure, I mean I'm going completely silent till you stop typing. Did you guys hear that? That was a dog bark.
Hi. Hey, yo.
You've got eye boogers, dog. No one tells you the gross things you have to do when you own a dog. Like one of them being, yes, I have to clean my dog's eye boogers. Okay, we're going to cut off here, and I will go speak to you guys later. I'm going to take this dog out for a walk. They are looking through the smallest gap in my curtains and barking at cars. My curtains are closed during the day because they bark at cars. We're working on it. But they bark at cars. And there's like a, I don't know, it must be like an inch gap in my curtains and they're barking at cars through it. Speak to you guys soon. I'll get back to you on any questions you got later.